Swimming lessons are in full swing around lakes, ponds, and pools this summer. But even in a state like Maine, with so many bodies of water, getting access to lessons can be challenging. Some people can't afford them. Others avoid them out of fear. According to the American Red Cross, more than half of all Americans either can't swim or lack basic swimming skills. And as Susan Sharon reports, the Red Cross is doubling down on efforts to teach more people about water safety.
At Crescent Lake Beach in Raymond, swimming lessons start bright and early, 8:15 in the morning for advanced swimmers and 9 o'clock for kids at the intermediate level.
All right, so everybody in the water, all the way under in 10 seconds.
Ready, 10, 9, 8.
Make your swim forever.
Instructor Lisa Magera works with kids individually and as a group on basic swim strokes. As the kids practice the crawl, their parents watch from the shore. Lori Fletcher of Raymond has 2 kids, ages 11 and 9. She says she wants them to learn the way she did, growing up in a small town in northern Maine.
I want them to learn water safety so that when they go off to camps and they go out with their friends, that I can feel sure that they know how to be safe in the water.
Fletcher's sister Erin York has also brought her 3 kids for lessons. She lives 45 minutes away in Durham, but says she's willing to make the trip every other day for 3 weeks.
We have a Y in Freeport that we have access to, but I grew up having swimming lessons in a similar setting, and it's family friendly. You know, my kids can be playing in the water while my other daughter has her lesson, so it works well for us.
But for some people, like 48-year-old Donna Harris of Auburn, swimming remains an elusive activity. At around age 8, she says she was traumatized by an experience in the water.
I grew up in a large family. There were 7 children, and neither of our parents knew how to swim or cared to swim, so they rarely took us to the beach. On one instance, one of those rare occasions, we were out at Bear Pond. I waded a little too far, and I actually had one of my older brothers there who decided that it would be fun to hold me under. And since then, I've been terrified of being in water over my head.
A martial arts instructor, Harris prides herself on physical fitness and setting personal goals. But the memory of struggling in that pond and thinking she might drown is something she's been unable to conquer.
I've tried to learn how to swim, and, you know, my husband has tried to teach me, and I wish I could. I wish I could feel more comfortable in the water.
When you don't know how to do something like that, you're afraid to even get into a bathing suit. You know, you're afraid to even get in above your waist in the water.
Matt Dunlap is an outdoor enthusiast who grew up near the ocean in Bar Harbor. He also happens to be Maine's Secretary of State. And when he's not working, he spends a fair amount of time on the water, canoeing, kayaking, fishing, and duck hunting. His father was a deep sea diver with the U.S. Coast Guard. But for some reason, Dunlap never caught the swimming bug. And beginning at an early age, he says that made him feel left out.
All your friends are swimming. They're playing water polo and Marco Polo or whatever else. Even getting even into a swimming pool today, you know, as they slope down, you know, when my feet lose contact with the bottom, I start to panic. And it's fearsome. It's embarrassing.
Dunlap grew up hearing stories about a young cousin who drowned. That may have affected his mindset about the water. So when he became a father, he made sure that his daughter took swimming lessons. Someday, he says, he plans to take them himself. And he'll be in good company. According to the U.S. Swimming Foundation, 60% of African Americans, 42% of Hispanics, and 40% of whites say they cannot swim. 4 years ago, in an effort to reduce drowning deaths, the American Red Cross set a goal to teach 50,000 more people to swim around the country and to train an additional 500 lifeguards and 500 swimming instructors.
And because of the great success of this program and the impact that it's having in communities, we are going to now continue it. So that 5-year plan has now been extended indefinitely.
Connie Harvey is the director of the Aquatic Centennial Initiative for the American Red Cross, who says the goal now is to expand water safety training to 100 communities so that 100,000 more people become what she calls water competent.
And that's a combination of water smarts, water skills, having the skills to be able to handle yourself in the environment in which you'll be swimming. And then the final thing is helping others.
Just bring your hips up a little. Stop.
Back at Crescent Lake, swimming instructor Lisa Magera demonstrates a proper back float. When it comes to water safety, she says she wants her students to be relaxed, confident, and have fun.
When I'm teaching swimming, the very hardest thing to overcome is fear. Whether it's a child's fear or an adult's fear, and very often as adults, we share that fear with our children.
Magara says it's important to address early. Adults who've lived with fear for decades can also learn to swim. But for them, Magara recommends private lessons with a trained instructor who makes them feel safe enough to finally let it go. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.